No. This sugya is the two steps in the sugya. Step number one, seeing the different ways of going through the Shakavatari of the Gemara. And there's Rashi, there's Tosis, the Rashba. But the Rashba does some, there's the Rashba very shortly in Chadushim. However, in Torah Habayis, he goes step by step by step, how Rashi goes through the Sugya, step by step by step by step, how Tosa goes through the Sugya, and step by step by step, how the Rashi goes through the Sugya. He lays it out perfectly. Oh, now, let's just begin and try to. So therefore, what everyone should do is take the Rashba. What page is it on there? It begins in Bayish Sheni Shar Shlishi at the bottom of Chavtes, last three lines. Long, detailed way of going through the sugya. Okay. Now, let's just read Rashi. Let's read the sugya with Rashi. Amar Reish Lakish. Now, what had the Gemara previously done? Had Reish Lakish. And then said, how could Reish Lakish say what he did? After all, he said this thing in the Kvara. Okay. El Amar Reb Chiyah. Amar Reb Yochanan. Lokashi kan kodim chazor, kan lacha chazor. Okay. The Gemara says, Umishlo tozum mekoma. Gufa. Amar Reish Lakish. Shachan es hakona mi'achat nikva harayah. Amar Rava, lo Amar Reb Shim ben Lakish ala Bereya. How, now the two girsis, which are a very important thing in the two girsis, depends on Pesach Halacha, it's Rava or Rabba. How of Chaye Reya Tuliyam Bekona. Avo b'vnei me'ayim lo. Masgur Reb Zeira Me'acha. Me'acha. Shenolda bo Simone Trefe. Hitarta. Mali Berea. Mali Berea. Okay. Now, if you take a look, what is the machlokas between Reb Zeira and Rabba, Rava. Rava says, Yesh Trefel L'chatzichayos, but Reya is different because it's Munach B'dikula. And comes along Rav Zeira and says, no, ain't Trefel L'chatzichayos. That's it. That is how the simple way we have in this machlokas that, and it could be Reb Zeira doesn't believe in the whole idea of Minoch Badikula. Maybe yes, maybe no. And we'll see what the ramifications of that. But what is it? Since the what does Reb Zeira say? Very reasonable thing. Since the definition of trefa is notolomos. Once the animal began dying, it's chatzichayus, began dying, so what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying death is not yes, no. Death is step one, step two. So you went to step one of death, so at that point, notolomus is irrelevant. That is what Reb Zeira says. And comes along Reish Lakish and says, no. What it that he's saying a very simple thing. There's a halacha of a treifa. Whatever the halacha of a treifa, that's the halacha of a treifa. The reason for halacha of a treifa may be because of it's a note to lomas, but now it's halacha. So, and until it's dead, you can have a treifa. Okay. And this idea munach b'dikula. Rabbi Zera doesn't hold off. Well, how did Rabbi Zera? Now, Rabbi Zera changed his mind from what? From exactly what Rabbi Zera changed his mind from is the key issue Rashi tells us everyone. The boy Reb Zeira had the following kash. He had it. The boy Reb Zeira nikfu b'nei mayayim ben simel simen mahu mimet star of simen rishin simen sheni latar midei nevela. Oh wow. Okay, now he changed his mind. What from this question, or he changed his mind from his question on Reish Lakish? That splits everything. Because what is he saying? Nikva b'nei me'ayim ben simela simen mahu. He's saying that yesh chiyos v'chatsi, yesh treif v'chatsi chayos. And it's just a question of shechita. Says Rashi, may high timer, the only the time is shum the kamuk b'dekula. So that means, according to Rashi, at this point of the Gemara says both Rav Zera and Reish Lakish say what? That yesh treifel chatzi chayus, but I agree with Monach Padikula. But all the time, that means Reb Zera always held of Reish Lakish's halacha, according to Rashi. But he went further than Reish Lakish. He said, not only the Reya, but even the Meimei. But he was not cholik halacha on what Reb Zera said, or what Reish Lakish said. Just says, I have a much broader halacha. But when he was chozer, so then he agreed with the halacha and said, Murach b'dikula, yes. But b'nei me'ayim, no. Because at this point, Reish Lakish is, Reb Zera, from Reb Zera's kasha. Okay. Now, then the Gemara says, Rav Hainu the boy Ilfa? Okay. I can't love a boy at the time in a veil. Av Bachilos. Amale Rav Acha by Rav, Luravina. Dilma Lolum Loha the base Reb Zera. Reb Zera didn't change his mind. Lidvarav the Rabba, Rava Koma. He says, according to you, what is he saying? According to you, Rabba Reish Lakish, who say, Yesh Treifel Chatzi Chayus, then I have my question. But I don't agree with that. I say, Yesh Treifel Chatzi Chayus. Say, so Rashi says, what? So says Rashi. Of the rabbi, the Amalel, the Reish Lakish, the Rey, I'm trade from the boy, the Reb Zera, and Torah, mid Reish Lakish, the Amalel came in. Okay. So the Gemara now says, goes back, there's a machlokis between Reb Zera and Rabba. Reish Lakish, whether or not yesh chiyus l'chatzi chayr, ain't chiyus l'chatzi chayr. Yesh treif l'chatzi chiyus or ain't treif l'chatzi. That's the machlokas. What about monach b'dikulo? We may not. Is there a machlokas about that, or is that relevant or not? That's the next gemara. Gemara says, "No." Gemara says, "Shmamino." Amar Rabbi Achba Yaakov. So Rabbi Achba Yaakov says, "Shmamino." Midrash Lakish. Mezamnu Yisrael abnei meayim, vemezamnu over kachov abnei meayim. My timer. Reish Lakish said, "Manach b'dikula." Maybe Reb Zeira agreed. Maybe Reb Zeira didn't agree. We don't know. But because Reb Zeira has Reish Lakish's halacha plus, he may not. We don't know. But what Reish Lakish said, my time. Yisrael the b'shchita tal yamils came in the ikish shchita ma'al yasei story luhu that. That what happens, according to Reish Lakish, the moment I shecht, here it's saying, and we're going to have to, so I view the Reya as disconnected from the body. That's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because the Jew, it's not Evi Menachai. Because Shechit is Mata Evi Menachai. But just realize what's happening here. What's happening here is a very simple thing that's happening here. I go to the corner, I disconnect the ray from the body. Let's say I pull the ray out. For a Jew, it would be Eva Menachai, or Rishonim say so, black and white. But if I finish with a shechita, so then, the Reya and the Chora, the Bnei Me'ayim, are disconnected from the body. So as far as a Goy is concerned, it's still Eva Menachai. Shechita doesn't apply. As far as a Jew is concerned, the animal is totally dead. Let's just see how Rashi says. Oh, my Kevin, she nechtach kon, I have a Reya, kamancha b'dukul. My name is Zamner, over kachom, b'bnei me'ayim, mishum Reya. Mishum Reya. But not the stomach. Wait a second. I shechted the veshet. L'chora, that's going to disconnect the stomach. Rashi says, right? No. Tavi kimisha hod simen abehema ba odom of hacheses. Go kachovim la b'shchita tala het achir. Shelo huzkar shchita etzlo. Ve'eva menachai netzalem. Ve'en yotzu lehem mide eva menachai. She Thomas. For Yisrael, yotzu mide eva menachai. Like der shchita. Okay, so Amar Rav Papa, have a yesivno kamei duravacha by Yaakov. Uboy, the ima le mi ike midi li Yisrael shori akum also. Now, we're going to get to, that's a whole other issue when we finish. We'll get, that is one of the big sugyas about abortion. We'll get there. Okay. Yeah. He says, you know that. Lo amri leit yaminu ha'atayim ha'koma. Lo karavacha b'yakov. Harod selechom v'behem ha'kodom sh'teitzen afsha. Chote kedzai esbots mi'beitz ha'shchitu. Omol chayofa yofa. Omedir chayofa. Omam not sh'teitzen afsha. V'achach. So after Shechita, and the Gemara seems to be saying, this is a very delicate Gemara with many ramifications. The Gemara seems to be saying that when the Gemara, that because of the fact lech gemidi, you can't have something that for a Jew is mutter and for a Goy is awesome. So therefore, even though a Goy, it's not going to be Eva Menachai for a Goy either. And if it's not Basa Menachai. Okay, now what does this mean? Does this mean this Braisa rejects Reish Lakish? Says Reish Lakish does not apply to Eva Menachai. But this is reading the Sugya with Rashi. What does the Sugya say? The Sugya says as follows, the machlokas between Reb Zeira and Rabba, Yesh Treifel Chatzi Chayos, Rabba Reish Lakish say Yesh Treifel Chatzi Chayos, but they have this idea of Manach B'dekula. The question, how far do you take Manach B'dekula? The Gemara began by Rav Acha, by Yaakov, say it's totally, in view it as disconnected from the body, but it's not really disconnected from the body, because if it would be disconnected from the body, then you'd never be able to eat a Reya, because the moment you shech the Kana, it gets disconnected. And by the time you hit the Veshet, so obviously it's not, because you can't eat Reya. Mara says you can eat Reya. So therefore, somehow, it doesn't get totally, it's partially disconnected from the body of the Gabi Treifus, but not totally disconnected from the body of the Gabi Eivim Menachai. According to Reish Lakish, it'll be totally disconnected from the body the moment you finish the Shechita. It's a very interesting, sort of a pshara that I have with this matter. So Manach B'dikula is some sort of a in-between Manach B'dikula. The one who's really bothered by that is the Rajman Torah Sabayas and the Mishkan Yaakov. They're both bothered by it. Now, this is the way Rashi goes through the sugya, and now that's another question. How you paskin? Like Rabba, Reb Zeira. Okay. Now, if you take a look in Rishonim, let's, for instance, take a look at the Rosh, how the Rosh paskin. What the Rosh says. So how does the Rosh learn the Sugya? The Rosh learns the Sugya that Reish Lakish is rejected. Why? Because there's a brice about Eva Menachai. The dvar of the rabbi kama leilo svirle. Chaim Reish Lakish shomer shnei dvarim sheshos mzazeh. Why? He says another thing. We previously, Lamed Beis, Omed Beis, had what? We had, the Reish Lakish made a statement. Then they said Reish Lakish contradicted himself. And then in comes Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a contradiction. So even though Reish Lakish said one thing, here we find Reish Lakish contradicting himself. So Reish Lakish is out. Now, what did, and Reish Lakish is out, and there's a brisa here against Reish Lakish. Why? And that's why we don't pass like Racha BeYaakov. So Reish Lakish is totally out. And we pass like Reb Zeira. So what is the machlokas between, so what does Reb Zeira say? How does he say? Oh, he says, less than Amir Reish Lakish. El Kabayus Reb Zeira, the Sovi Yeh Shreifel Chatzi Chayus. Wait a second. So what, now how did he interpret the Gemara here? Let's go back how the Rosh interpreted the Gemara. The Rosh says we first began that Reb Zeira asked Rava Akasha, and the machlokes is between, and Reish Lakish is holding Yesh Chiyus L'chatzit. Reb Zeira says no. So then the Gemara says, Reb Zeira changed his mind from that when he asked the Kasha. And when the Gemara says, so Tos is bothered by that. So the base we have, I showed you how Rashi ran through the Gemara. Rashi ran through the Gemara in a very simple, straightforward way. But you see, the Rosh somehow is moving like Tosis. We'll see inside Tosis what Tosis does. But he says Reish Lakish is rejected completely for a bunch of reasons. First of all, there's a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Reb Zeira. Second of all, according to Reish Lakish, there's who's manach b'dekula. You run into the problem of Eivim and Achayev, a goy, and the Gemara rejects that. And then Reish Lakish himself. Hello. Call me back in an hour. And then Reish Lakish himself contradicts himself. So he says Reish Lakish is out. So what does Reb Zeira really hold? What does Reb Zeira hold? That's the Rosh. But Rashi is very straightforward. Rashi is very straightforward. The machlokes between Reb Zeira and Reish Lakish revolving around the issue of Yesh Chiyus, Yesh Treful Chatzi Chiyus. Rashi is very, very clear. And that is in the end of the Machlokas. What Reb Zeira holds about Manach B'Dikul and on. According to Reish Lakish, it'll come out that a goy will be also in if you say Manach B'Dikul. And therefore, Rashi is interesting because Rashi says somehow after you go to Veshet, the only problem of Eivim and Achai will be what? The Reya. Why? I don't know what's that. It should be the Memeayim too. Because if you disconnect the lungs because of the Reya, you disconnect the stomach because of the Vashem.
Stomach's connected on the other side.
What?
Stomach's connected on the other side.
What? Okay. But Rashi says that. Then the Gemara says, but this halacha bumps into another cloud that we have. What's the other cloud that we have? That Lekamidi. It can't be something that's also to a goy and it's mutter for a Jew. So therefore we must conclude, and there's a brice against this. And so therefore, does that mean Reish Lakish is rejected at the end, or only Rabbi Chaya Yaakov is rejected? Unclear from Rashi. is have to follow the thread of the sugya. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rashi says, Echad Eben Kogan, V'loy
Amrinan. Speak a little louder. What?
Rashi says, V'loy Amrinan, B'risa Talia Milsa. So, is that mashma that we're just rejecting Rav Yaakov? That he said that?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. We'll take that. We'll see what the Rashba does. Excellent. Excellent. See that. Fine. Fine. Now, so we saw what the Rosh says. The Rosh is working with a different way of going through the sugya. The Rambam has a whole different way of going through the sugya. We're going to have to figure that. Because the Rambam paskins, let's see how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Melachim. Perek Tes. Hilchos Melachim. Kol she'otzer al Yisrael mishum evim erachai otzer al ben Noach. V'yeid shebnei Noach chayovim alo v'lo Yisrael. So what the Gemara seems to have this cloud of lekem midi, maybe the Rambam disagrees with it. Or maybe not. Shebnei Noach echo behem erachai ben tohor ben temeya chayovim mishum evim erachai. But not for a Jew. So the Rambam comes in from a whole different angle. Eva Menachai, for a Jew, he says, a goy is also. Bein behema Torah, bein behema Tameo. Let's say you have Avi Merachai from a camel. Will a Jew be osur because of Avi Merachai or just because eating from a camel? Rama says, no. He'll be osur eating from a camel, not Avi Merachai. But that wouldn't violate the halacha of Lekamide, because in the end the Jew can't eat and the Goy can't eat for different reasons. But where does the Rambam violate this klal? He violates this klal in that Eivir Uboso HaPorshim and Marfacheses Abbi Shechorcha by Yisrael Shnei Simonim Otsu Lebnei Noach Mishum Eivir Min Hachai. That's the first thing. The Rambam rejection. And everyone wants to know where the Rambam, how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara. Number one. Long cats of Mishnah. Long cats of Mishnah. Number one. Number two. The Rambam paskins here in Hilchos Shechita. In Hilchos Shechita. Perek Zayin Hilchos Shechita. Hischa b'shchita, perek zayin alocha beis, v'shocha kol akona, v'achar mikva hareya, v'achar goma shchita, there's a treifa. And some rishonim say, well, it's a machlokes between Reb Zeira and Reish Lakish, so we go after the chumra. The Rambam doesn't say that. Why not? How do I know that? Because the Rambam knows to say treifa, he knows how to say sofek treifa. So by the way, if shita, he would say sofek treifa. What does the Rambam say? How is a treifa? So vaday treifa. So, what is he saying? He's paskening yesh treifa l'chatzichius, and he's paskening number two, that. You don't pass in monach b'dikula. So, that means he doesn't say a guy cannot eat a reya. Doesn't say that. He says a guy cannot eat aver haporish minachai, or when it's mafarcheses, he cannot eat bosa haporish mina mafarcheses. That doesn't talk at all, because he doesn't believe in monach b'dikula. So the Rambam passes like Reb Zeira. Now, what about the question Reb Zeira said, Nikvu ain't similar simon? If you take a look, Perek Beis, Ovo Satumos, Alochates. Ovo Satumos. Behema Hamakasha Lele. Nahoti Ubers Yodov Chotka Vakach Shocha. He says, Ilfa. He said, what's this halacha? Okay. Hoti Ubers Yodov. It's stuck its leg out. Vachotcha. And he cut it. Vakach Shocha es imo. Vaevish nichtach nevela. So he paskins like Hotzi Uber is Yodov and similar simon. Wow. So what we say it's Ho Vagam Hulatai Nishkat or Poshin Has. So he's paskining like Ilfa. He's paskining it's Mitzarev. And the Gemara says that's the same Reb Zeira Nikvu Ben Emayim and similar simon. Mitzarev Simon Rishon Simon Sheni the Tara Midei Novela. So, but it is a treifa. So that's the Pesach of the Rambam. Pesach of the Rambam is like Reb Zeira. That yesh treifa l'chatzichach chayos. Okay, but. We mitzdarf simen rishon simen the time in any way, but there is a trefel chatzichius. But he passes for some reason like Reb Zeira, and he paskins that in not murach b'dikula. So Reish Lakish is rejected, and Reb Zeira. When the Gemara says, "Oh, how the bear of Zeira, my high time, but all the time is shum." No, I will be. He says, when Reb Zeira began, he says, "Ain treifel chatzichius, how the bear of Zeira," and he doesn't hold the monach b'dikula. He does not hold the monach b'dikula. Okay, I showed you how Rashi. I showed you different ways of going to the sukkah. Have to go to the Sugya. Tosis doesn't like Rashi. It's where the Rosh is coming. Perisha Kuntris. Mashik Shemali Berea Mali Bimne Meyayim. Taimi Shum the Commander Man Chabidu Kula Dam. Perish Had the Boy Nikfu Bimne Meyayim. Ben Simila Simon. Daina Ben Konal of Eshim. When you're the Das HaKuntris. Ain't so home with Reb Zeira Polaga Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. Reb Zeira is not disagreeing with Reish Lakish. Well, careful. I just outlined everything. The one who, when you want to see, now there's a Rashi ben Torah Sabayas. And Rashi ben Torah Sabayas goes through everything according to Rashi. And he says, Dafka be mehema ksheira kishishachta Yisrael hu demurta lezamin aleim noch v'achilu min abos kodem shetetina v'kevim de mehema bas shchita hi Yisrael de shachta v'ach shur b'shchita hu harihini teres al yodon il meisa lagamri. He says it is meisa lagamri for goy v'teida. He says it's not totally disconnected. If you pull the whole reya out, it should be awesome. What is he saying? Saying is as follows. When I shech the corner, and we say manach bidikula, it doesn't mean it's a total disconnect. We total disconnect, so it'd be Eved Menachai. And Einachanami, if I would disconnect the whole Reya, it would is Eved Menachai. But it's not disconnect. It, what is it disconnected? Only the Gabi didn't trade for. So, that's all for me. So what does that mean? Be very careful when you work through the Rashba. Then the Rashba has another issue. Well, in Shachnas HaKonim, Nikfa Reil, if he marched up, he rashed up with Reil, Reb Zevi, Kaim, and Reb Shem, and Lokh, Shetek Shevi. Why? The Yesh, Shechito, Metchila, Vad, Sof. All of a sudden, the Rashba pokes in here another issue. Oh, what is Reish? What is the basis of Reish Lakish? The basis of Reish Lakish is that there's a Maisa Shechita Chal on the Kana by itself. Wait 1 second. That only goes according to the Tzad Yeshchita Mitchila Vatsov. By saying, Ein Shchita Vatsov. Wait one second. Let's go back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says there's Shchita on the corner, and that's good enough to Mitami Dein Avela. So in that, in the original thinking of Rabbi Akiva before he changed his mind, according to the Rashi, he had to hold Yeshchita Mitchila Vatsof. But when Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, did he say, I don't believe anymore in Yeshchita Mitchila Vatsof? Or I do, but it doesn't apply here? And of course, why can I have a Machokas Amaroyim, Yeshchita Mitchila Vatsof, Yeshchita Vatsof? But according to the Rashi, Rabbi Akiva's whole philosophy in the beginning was because Yeshchita Mitchila Vatsof. It's not that each simen by itself. No. He says, if I look at the Shechita of the Kona as something separate, and that's enough to be matir the Yisr Trefa on the Reya, that's only Yeshchita Mitchila Vatsof. You see? He throws everything in. And then he has Lieben Sakin in the middle here too. So here we're gonna have to organize a lot of things to come out with a total picture in how the different Rishonim understood what's happening here. Go through this Rashba with a fine tooth comb. Because he takes apart each sheet in his Rashi with a fine tooth comb. Okay, Mirza Shembly Netta Sunday. Everyone will have a lot of time to go through this. And what we'll do is we'll go through the Rashi inside, how he understands Rashi, sends Tosis, the Ravid, and everybody in his own shot. Yeah.